You know, it's been a quick transition going from the college game and then just going to starting to train and get ready for your pro day and for the for these kind of meetings and stuff. It's a crazy thing because you're used to just being a college ball player, and then you come out and you get to meet all the coaches here and your head coach and your GM, and it's a really cool experience, and it's been really exciting, and I'm just kind of looking forward to the draft.
Pro day was Friday.
Unfortunately, I pulled my hamstring, wasn't able to participate in the running, but I was able to do the bench and do some long snapping, and in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to have my own small workouts to invite some teams to take a look at me. Just want an opportunity to, you know, show off my athleticism and kind of show people what I can do.
Okay. And then days like this are days where you get to let coaches know the type of personality you have and things like that. What do you try to show and relay to coaches?
Again, I like to show them, you know, kind of how I carry myself. And, you know, I like to explain to them my versatility on the field, and also just that I'm a fun, you know, fun-loving guy off the field, and I just, you know, I'm a hard worker, and I just want to be able to portray that to them, and, you know, show them where I come from, and show them where I think I'm headed.
Hamstring can be a tough one to deal with. Are you worried about the timing?
You know, I've never had a hamstring injury, so it's new to me. I've never had to experience it, but it's feeling pretty good right now, so I should be running in a couple of weeks. Again, I'm going to rehab this week and do a little bit of strengthening, and just, you know, I'll be fine. Not really worried about it.
Originally from Pennsylvania.
That's right. Yeah, I'm from outside of Philadelphia.
Okay. And then you came down here. What's your favorite memory of the football in Nashville?
As far as specifically as a game, or I would say our game against Ole Miss this year down at Ole Miss. Obviously, it's not in Nashville, but it was a crazy ending to a game, and it kind of kept us going, and we ended up ending the season on a 7-game win streak. Currently the longest in the SEC, and that was an awesome feeling and an awesome way to go out. And we won the Music City Bowl right here in Nashville, which back in 2008 was my first season. We won the Music City Bowl that year, so I kind of finished where I started, so that was a really cool experience.
And really exciting the way that the program has been able to build up the past couple of years.
Absolutely. When Coach Franklin came in, it just changed everything. His energy and the staff he brought with him have been incredible in changing the culture and just kind of the mentality of our team. And, I mean, you could see it not only in the wins column, but just in the way we look, the way we carry ourselves, and the way the city has embraced us. You know, it's not the old Vanderbilt, as people, you know, we're considered now. It's a new Vanderbilt, and you can see it around campus. You can feel it. And even we're building new facilities. We have an indoor facility coming up, and everything's been getting better, you know, and the future's bright. We're getting in even better recruits, so it's going to be, I think Vanderbilt's here to stay.